run around. I can move around in the church. I didn't expect to have the mic on me like that. It's a privilege to be up here tonight. Wanted to personally thank the pastor tonight, but he's not feeling well. But thank him for asking me to do this. This is the first time for me. So this is a real blessing for me. The Lord has really been working on my heart over the last few years since I've started coming here to Blessed Hope. And 3 years ago today, I did not have a regular church to go to. And look where I'm standing now. This is the Lord's really done a work on me. Like to thank everybody here, of course, for the last couple of years for being an encouragement to me. Tonight, I'm hoping that the message that I've prepared for you will be an encouragement to you. Let's open up our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, a very familiar verse that I'm going to use. And then Philippians chapter 1 as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And then more importantly, in Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to be up here. I pray that I can you can calm my nerves and help me get through this and deliver the message as I've prepared for it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Title of my message tonight is Growing as a Christian. It's something that's always on my heart, especially since I personally have grown so much this last couple of years. And I have noticed other Christians, not necessarily from this church, but from other churches, that get to a comfort zone and they don't continue to do anything. They're happy where they are and they don't do anything else. So one of the reasons why we grow, it's important, of course, when, like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you've been born again. You're a new person. You're like a baby. So you have to grow. You have no choice in the matter. Some people, it's a shame that some people get saved and they leave it at that. I'm going to heaven. I don't need to do anything. That's not how it should be. You should want to grow. You should have the desire to hear the Word of God. And we are all members of the body of Christ. We started over. We're not the same person anymore. We have each one of us has an individual relationship with Jesus Christ. Each one of us are different. And God has something planned for each one of us differently. So I ask you tonight, how is your personal relationship with Jesus going? How have you been doing? It's not necessarily a resolution message tonight, but since it's the first day of the year, maybe go home tonight and think about that and think about what you have next in line to do for the Lord. No matter how long you've been saved, you still grow. Pastor still grows. He's been saved for 40 years. It doesn't matter if you got saved yesterday or if you've been saved for 40 years. You still grow. Pastor grows by seeing us come to church, and we're an encouragement to him. And, of course, we learn from Pastor. Different callings that everybody gets, different talents that we get that help us grow, street preaching, pastoring, whatever the Lord's called you to do. Maybe you're good at witnessing. Maybe you're being called to the mission field. You never know. So open up your heart. Could be even teaching Sunday school or leading the teens. Serve the Lord in your calling. Whatever your calling is, do the best that you can. And you got to open up your hearts because he might be calling you to do something more. You never know. Don't settle for non-completion. Don't be a couch potato Christian. I know a lot of couch potato Christians that are just, like I said before, they find their comfort zone and they're just happy where they are. And it's not a good place to be. They're not going to, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes at the judgment seat of Christ. God is not done with you yet. It's like in the verse in Philippians, being confident of this very thing, that which he hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's not done with you. He's still working on you. Another point I'd like to make is different ways to how you can grow. A lot of this everybody understands and knows, but reading your Bible every day, making a point to do it every day. I know that's not always easy. Even I need to work on this. Develop a pattern and study the Bible. It's very important to, of course, read the Bible because we learn. Every time you read the Bible, you could read Philippians 4 or 5 times over. The 6th time, it's going to be different to you. The Bible's alive. Pray regularly. That's something that I think everybody needs to work on. We don't always pray. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. That's probably impossible to do, but I thought about it this afternoon. If you come to a stoplight, the red light should ignite your prayer thoughts. You got a couple seconds there to say a prayer. Just thank the Lord or say something. Get involved with your church. I personally, that has been a huge difference for me, finding this church. Lisa Paulson invited me here almost 3 years ago now, and I didn't get involved heavily right at first, but this last year was a big change for me. I got involved, and believe me, it helps you grow. It's amazing what the Lord does. The more you know about the Word of God, the more responsibility you have to live out the Word of God. And that was a huge difference to me. Some examples, visitation. I went on visitation last year for the first time with Brother Dave. You learn how to talk to strangers at their houses and knocking on doors. I know some people live a long ways away, so it's a good drive, you know, but maybe make it, if you live far away, maybe make it once a month. I mean, it's a blessing to get out on visitation. You learn. I've had some really crazy responses. I think it was a month ago, I was out with Sam and knocked on a door, and this guy opened up the door. He was an older guy. And I introduced us, and I told him where we're from, and I said, I'd like to give you a gospel tract of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't repeat exactly what he said, but he basically told me to take that and put it where the sun don't shine. And he didn't shut the door, though. I said, sir, would you like to at least take it? Are you sure you don't want to read it? And he said it again, the same exact words. And then I said, well, you're going to have to face Jesus someday. And he says, I don't care. He said it again. And then he shut the door. That was quite a response. I'm sure me and Sam will remember that face for quite a while. I actually remember his address. It's been on my heart to go back there. I don't know if I'll ever do, but I might need some bodyguards. Some other ways you can grow is passing out tracts. Of course, that's not too difficult. Pastor mentioned this morning about sliding one underneath the bathroom stall if somebody's in there. That's actually tempting. Because when I stop at truck stops, when I'm on the road, I always go in the stalls and leave Chick Tracts for guys to read. Sometimes there's someone in there, and I don't put one in there. Maybe I should just slide one underneath. You never know. That'd be interesting. I don't know if we'll see about that one. Street preaching. I never thought I would street preach. Brother Caribou, Steve over here, he was a big encouragement for me in that. That was a blessing when I street preached for the first time. He told me it's just like jumping into cold water, and I didn't like jumping in cold water. And he said, it doesn't matter, Jeff, no matter what you say, they're not going to like you. So I started street preaching, and it was a blessing. And I look forward to it next time I get to do it. And fellowshipping with each other here is important. I personally like to hang out after church and just talk. Because that, believe it or not, that actually helps you grow, because you get to know your brothers and sisters in Christ here, and you get to be friends, and you can encourage each other in doing that. Help each other out. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, comfort yourselves together. And we need to help each other out. Again, it was a huge difference for me to not just find this church, but to get more involved. It's helped me grow. Don't be afraid to take that next step in your Christian faith. Pray about it. See what the Lord has in store for you. You never know what's going to come down. Finally, my last point, it's kind of a negative issue, but touch on it a little bit. Things that slow you down from growing. Of course, bad music and bad TV shows. Try not to watch that stuff. That's not going to help you grow. It'll mislead you and distract you. Be careful what you watch and listen to. Hanging out with lost people, that's not going to do much for you. You're not going to have conversations like you have with each other here. Of course, witness to them is important. And I know a lot of us have lost family members, so that can be difficult at times. Of course, you have to witness to them and lead them to Christ. Like Pastor said this morning, that's probably what I need to do, is lead my family to Christ. And it's difficult. It's not easy to do. But you just got to pray about it and learn more about the Word of God and work on it. Something that a lot of Christians don't realize is that hanging out with Christians like the couch potato Christians, that doesn't help you grow. They're not going to do much for you. Show them that they, if they're reading a different Bible, teach them about the King James Bible. Do something for them. Help them out because they are going to be in heaven with you. But you need to help them see what the truth is, the absolute truth. I personally am excited to see what's next for myself. What does the Lord have prepared for you? Pray about it and see what the Lord will lead you to do. Take that next step. The Lord's working on my heart big time, and I hope He's working on your heart too. What does God want for you? And I'd like to finally say, pray for each other. Comfort each other. Let's grow this year as Christians, as a church, and let's grow as members of the body of Christ. Let's help each other out. I'd like to read the Philippians 6 one more time, or 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that which He hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is not done with you. He's not done with me either. Amen.